I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
And welcome to the 446th episode of the Puckle Podcast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch. Here today with my adventuring co-host, we have the man, the myth, the legend. I use this for a lot of people, but it's Dr. Shamu. So that's what I mean it this time.
It's been a while. It's been months.
Yeah, but like you're the perfect person for this, I think, for like today's like lineup of topics that we have. This is gonna be a beefy show.
Our lineup of topic.
Yeah. Topics. It's like, okay. Topic. So like,
we know what the topic is. It's a topic. I don't think there's more than like.
Okay. Okay. For the topic today, but like, so like the news segment today is like its own topic. I guarantee it. Okay. And then we also have the Lord Jushiro.
Some say Jushiro. So the perfectness that is Shamu for this topic, I am here to balance it with being completely not qualified for this, but I'll be here to support.
Jushiro is our emotional support, but welcome to the Puckle Podcast. Puckle, of course, standing for the Pokemon Underground Champions League, a nonsensical name we came up with in 2007, and we still use to this day because branding. Consistent branding. Those are important things to have. So, welcome to the show. We talk everything Pokemon, from the video game to the trading card game. Today is very, very, very much video game. Though there is one cool thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about, the trading card game, because both of you will be really cool about that. I'm sure, because I know both, at least Shamu knows about this. They've got like that trainer pack coming out this week.
Oh, yeah, no.
Like $30 and you get like 2 Dedenne GX.
No, that thing's busted. No, you get two bosses orders, which is like a $10 or $15 card.
Yeah.
Is it a battle, arena battle deck?
No, it's like a trainer starter kit or something, or toolbox or something. Yeah. It's crazy.
They announced it a long time ago, but we finally got like confirmation of what's in it. It's got those alternate art Dedennes, and it comes with two of those. It comes with two bosses orders. It comes with all the like, there's certain artists that they like the Pokepad or Pokegear, the mother cards and his art, yeah. They're in there too, like reset stamps.
It's like 100 and some cards. It's like 150 cards.
You're getting like $100 value in a $30 thing.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm totally buying one this week. I don't even play the TCG right now. I don't even play it.
Unless you're in TCGO, there's really no way of you playing it right now.
Yeah, I mean, I play the TCGO because like we have a Puckle account for it now. But like, yeah. I play around with that, and then like I'm not into the scene here. I'll be completely honest. Like in Dayton, I'm not really into the scene. If somebody's into the scene and listens to the show, like hit me up and then we'll be friends. That's how I got into the Columbus scene. because Beaverlo was in the Columbus scene and he said, "Hey, you should come and play." And I said, "Okay, sure." And then I started going to like weekly league nights and stuff like that. So it was a lot of fun. But honestly, my answer is always my friend circle is full until it's not, you know, until you reach out and you say, "Hey, let's go." But yeah, I heard about that. And I just thought, I think that's nuts. Like they put out a lot of product like recently. That's just like really, really nice. Like that Pikarom deck. So like a couple of weeks,
four Jirachis too.
Yeah.
Like, okay. And they're actually in good supply because they're continually being stocked. They're not like gone.
And that's price control. That's how you control the prices in your game. So it doesn't go out of control.
I've never seen anything like that from Pokemon.
Most card games don't even do that, to be honest. They don't. Year later.
Look at Magic the Gathering. None is a better example than them.
But they do it very spaced out.
Yeah.
But like Yu-Gi-Oh is one too. They do it, but they don't. They either space things out or they just like let something rise to like insane amounts and then like 2 years later, they'll.
Yeah. Maybe no, Pokemon's first. Been handling it really well because that was like my big problem when I was playing.
It's like, I think it's the most I've seen something just like prices get killed in a shortest amount of time. Like they hit boss's orders immediately. There's the DNA hit immediately. Jirachi hit again. Like they just hit like the top cards you need to.
They
hit,
also
like,
did Zacian V as well with the tin.
Yeah, like, Zacian V. The barrier to entry is just gone. You just, well, not gone, but you need to spend a little bit of money, but it's reasonable.
It's much more reasonable. I'd much rather go spend $25 on a tin and make sure I get a Zacian V.
And it's smart business decisions. Why not just get the money directly from your customers than having, you know, being reselled on the internet?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I absolutely agree. I mean, you could just sell the card yourself, right? Like, why make somebody have to dig through? Like, I understand digging through booster packs and stuff like that. But yeah, just devalue it after some point. Who cares? It's not like I'm still not going to buy.
That's what Yu-Gi-Oh did at one point too.
Yeah,
they did like the trainer kit, but with the other card. They didn't do like a two of each or something like
that. Yeah, exactly.
They did,
no, like, I agree.
Like
with that.
40 cards with some alt arts, and they're foil, but we're gonna charge you like $40. Yeah. They were higher. It was higher, and it was like a foil and stuff. But it was the fact that like you didn't just you get half a playset. So you spend $60 and you get everything in there. You get a full playset.
Yeah, no, it's exciting.
We don't have anything else at the moment, but it's a lot. It's supposed to be a bunch of like supporters and like generic staple-ish cards.
Yeah, no, I've been getting into it more and more, but I don't know why. Because like again, I don't play physical, so I don't know why I'm doing this. But yeah, so I guess we can pivot real hard now and ask you guys what you've been up to this week in Pokemon.
Well, that's basically...
since the last time you were on. But yeah, I mean, yes, of course. I know Shamu's been doing more.
I've been a bunch of stuff going on right now.
Yeah, no, it's a crazy busy time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mainly like recently Island of Armor, which
yes,
a lot of people,
absolutely.
Not everyone, but a lot of people are playing.
The which one?
Isle of Armor. That's the new DLC.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the episode title is, probably.
Like, right. No, the most Pokemon I've been able to get this week, unfortunately, it's been a tough week at work, but I have been trying to keep up with my Pokemon Masters, so that's something Pokemon-related.
Did you try Pokemon Brush Your Teeth?
I might just.
Pokemon
I
Brush Your Teeth?
I almost downloaded it.
I thought about it. I would lie. I would be lying if I said I didn't think about it.
I'm honestly like, come on, who would do this?
The answer's us. The answer's all of us.
Pokemon Smile. Yep. Download. Who would do this? Download.
I mean, I did a few things too. I mean, obviously, like Isle of Armor has been my week. We've done a couple of streams for that. I've also been working on a few other minor things. Like I ordered Puckle TCG mats this week, so that's exciting.
Nice.
Those will be coming next week sometime. So if you want a Puckle TCG mat, let us know. If there's enough interest, we might do it annually. Because like we always have cool designs that would be cool to put on a TCG mat.
Mm-hmm. And they're always necessary because this year's play mats will not last me to next year.
And even then, like you can use them as a mouse pad even if you don't play TCG, which is 100% exactly. What I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I have my old one with.
Yeah.
The only thing is it accidentally got like a little bit of something on. Like a
oh, yeah. No. My mats typically last me maybe, I would say, like 3 months, and then I'll spill something on it. And it's like, cool, next mat. Gives me an excuse to buy another one.
Well, it's just the fact that this is like the OG Puckle one. So it's like, well.
Oh, yeah. That one's gone. It's gone.
I'm like,
once it's gone.
I don't
know. You know what we should do? We should dig real deep into the archives and find all of the old logos. And like make a mat with all of the old logos on it.
Oh, you want to know what? You can make that tournament bracket. Put that on
the mat. The OG tournament bracket. Let's
have that. I think I saved that. I know we saved.
It's an emote on the server.
Yeah.
I also have what is it? I also have been working on a few other smaller projects. But I did Puckle plays this week with Ozzy. That was exciting. That's coming out next week on YouTube, so you can watch me and Ozzy play Puckle plays. We did finally get the Electabuzz, so that was cool.
Oh, nice.
Both of you need to be on, by the way. Both one of you need to be on at some point.
I was going to be, but now I definitely will be.
Yeah, we'll have to get that going.
I'll wait for other people to go ahead of me.
That's a smart strategy.
Do you not want to be responsible for things dying?
I'll probably try to have things die. That's the issue.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be the bad influence. So we'll just like I'll help you ruin the run at the very end. You'll get like right to the victory road, and then we'll just ruin the run.
Please no.
No promises.
I'm hoping. Ooh. I don't think he's listening, but if Bo's listening, like, hit me up. I want to get you on for this for a specific reason, because I doubt you've watched it yet. So on that note, though, I think this is a good place to stop, because, like, those are the things that I've been really working on. Isle of Armor's been fun, though. The preview. but yeah, we've got some other news to talk about, so let's kick it on over and cue that epic music.
Coming to you live from the Lavender Town Radio Tower, this just in.
And welcome to the news. In the news, we've got quite a bit to talk about. So, what happened this week, in addition to Isle of Armor dropping, because, I mean, that's obviously the topic. We talked about it a little bit. That's the topic. That's the big news. Isle of Armor came out. We're a Pokemon podcast. We have to talk about that. But they did more exciting things, because they took their normal press conference they typically do in person, and because of, obviously, COVID, they moved it to, like, an online event. So Ishihara gave a quick 11-minute update on a few things that are coming out this week. And I think the most exciting one, this is where we're going to start. We're going to start with, like, most exciting.
Oh, because, yeah.
Why get hyped about anything else? But after 21 years, they decided that they are going to do the new Pokemon Snap for the Nintendo Switch.
Hallelujah.
It is currently being worked on. It is the successor to Pokemon Snap on the N64. And it's going to include Pokemon up to Generation 8. There's no release date so far. What's also really cool is this is being developed by Bandai Ooh. Namco.
Is the name actually New Pokemon Snap?
Yeah, it's actually New Pokemon Snap.
Okay. Uh-huh. I'm not surprised. Like, the new Nintendo 3DS.
The new Super Mario Bros.
Yeah, like, I'm not surprised.
I'm not surprised.
Just, I didn't know if it was actually the title.
To be fair, it's not like a console, at least, where it's just like, yeah, let's buy Pokemon Snap. Because the only thing is, we're just buying an updated Pokemon Snap, like a very updated Pokemon Snap. If you looked at the visuals they showed for it, it's actually really cool. Mm-hmm. I want to make, like, a couple comments about this, because, like, this is super exciting.
That wasn't an engine or anything, I don't believe.
It said game footage not final. That was the thing it said.
Yeah.
And so some of it might have just been cinematic-ish trailers. A lot of people are saying, like, oh, why can't Switch look this good? And, like, I mean, people know that I'm not, like, the biggest fan of Switch, right? But even I'm going to go, well, that might not have even been in the game engine. On top of mm-hmm. that, it's an on-rail shooter, so they didn't have to do
much easier. Yeah.
It's much easier to animate a rail shooter.
You don't have to worry about people running around in circles or hitting into weird areas.
That's the Jurassic Park arcade game blew people's mind in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
It's just when you dedicate a rail shooter, you have more, you know, abilities to do more flashy things.
You can dedicate much more focus to other areas. Like, you're not going to glitch out of bounds on a rail.
Exactly.
Like, what do you expect?
I think it's also just really cool from a Pokemon community standpoint that they show that they are kind of listening. I don't know. This kind of seems like...
Nice.
2020 kind of feels like Pokemon TPCI, like, extending the olive branch to its fan base, because I think they know they done screwed up, and they I feel like with DLC
overall,
I think 2020 they screwed up. I think they screwed up with a lot of their dedicated fan base with Dexter.
Well, yeah, hardcore gamers that can.
But you need that. You need that. Like, I, you can say what you will. Like, oh, it's a vocal minority, but they're also the
I'm not making the assumption that they don't matter. That's not what I meant. It's hard to classify a whole thing by by a smaller group in general. Pokemon gave us a movie with Ryan Reynolds.
No.
Has been doing really well.
I would say latter half of 2019, the marketing company for TPCI was awful.
Right.
I would say the marketing team was awful. I say this year they've been doing a good job, and it's very exciting. But there was more in that press conference. Nothing nearly as exciting as Pokemon Snap.
I don't know about that.
Okay, I'll let Shamu tell you how exciting these next things are, but Jushiro gets to read them.
Well, there is Pokemon Cafe Mix, let me tell you, and boy was I okay with this.
Okay. Okay. That's the right answer. That's the right feeling.
If you guys are familiar with the puzzle games, this would at first look a little bit familiar. It is very similar to, help me out with the title Trozai.
It's like a different type of puzzle than Trozai.
Exactly. It's like removing the crosshair so you can just draw upon circles and drag things out. It's very interesting. It looks decent. It's free to play, but there's additional purchases.
It's free to start.
Of course. Well, let me say that I do like that. That Nintendo uses that instead of just free to play.
I was very I was very unsurprised by everything they announced during this trailer, by the way.
Right.
Or this presentation, because like when the presentation was announced and everybody's like getting hyped, and I'm like, okay, they're going to talk about the DLC at the end because they said they're going to talk about DLC. I'm like, they're going to announce some app that none of us really care about. They're going to announce a free to start game because that's just been their MO. And then they're going to do something that we don't know about. And that's like Detective Pikachu-esque.
Yeah. You
know? And that's 100% what happened. Yeah. tell us about the mobile app that we don't care about.
Oh, wait, no, because I'm sure that this is the one that Shamu was referring to.
Oh,
this is the exciting one for Shamu. Right? It is called none other than Pokemon Smile.
It's a mobile app targeted to children, to encourage healthy teeth brushing habits. It records you and it would use AR to put funny little Pikachu and Pokemon emotes in your in the screen so you can brush your teeth and complete brushing exercises, and you then able to capture the various Pokemon. It's free to play with no in-game purchases, and it's available right now, and it's great.
None of us have played it.
Right.
Let's be completely honest. Okay. But
I've totally completed the decks already. 100 times over. My teeth are gone now because I brushed them so hard.
Somebody made a tweet at Joe Merrick about this because he said he's going to start Pokemon Smile coverage like this weekend because he's been busy with the Isle of Armor coverage. And somebody said, you're going to have the best teeth in all of England. And he says,
you know what? I'm
going to
do this challenge. For the next PokoCon, when it comes, I'm going to start the Pokemon Smile Challenge. And I'll take pictures, and then I'll reveal how my difference is by the time of the next PokoCon. I'll do that for you guys.
I already brushed my teeth. I hope I don't need Pokemon Smile. But it's... I don't know. Like, Pokemon... It's a cool app. Like, if I had kids, I'd probably be like, yeah, you're going to use this. Mm-hmm. But for me, like personally, I mean, we're obviously not the target demographic for Pokemon Smile.
No, we're kids. No, we're the target demographic.
We are not like, the target demographic.
We act like children. Come on. You can't.
Does it say Pokemon?
That part's true.
Does it say Pokemon?
It does say Pokemon, but I also didn't play Pokemon Camp.
We are the target.
I also didn't play Pokemon Camp, which was targeted mainly for children.
Yeah.
I've done a lot of Pokemon things. I played Magikarp Jump. Literally the dumbest game ever. Okay. Like I played some dumb Pokemon games. Magikarp Jump was the dumbest.
That was something.
That was a thing.
That was a thing that happened, yes.
But yes, that's where we'll end it. Shamu, what else did they announce?
And at the end they announced that there will be another direct on June 24th to discuss another
this Wednesday.
Title.
Yeah.
And we don't know anything else about it other than that it is a new title.
Yeah, they just said they're going to be discussing something. They're just like, hey, we're going to have another thing. So this is the part where I think it's interesting, just because like we can put our speculation hats on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've spent a lot of time this week studying up on a lot of things to figure out what it could be, because I honestly don't have a good answer. I have like a spreadsheet with percentages. And so I just wanted to know what you guys thought.
Is there a variety of things that could be? Because, like, again, we could get remakes. We could get another Let's Go. We could get Detective Pikachu game. We don't know what it could be.
If it's an entire thing and they made me wait a week
Ranger,
for Detective Pikachu.
It could be Ranger, actually. If they're going back, they're finally giving us Snap. They might be going back and giving us, like, remakes of old games.
That could be interesting. Yeah, I mean, I could see, like, it being a suite, you know, of things. Like,
or maybe even they'll give us a... Well, I don't know if it would be because it'd be a new title. It's not exactly a new title, but they might play it off as it. They might give us like a, what's the word? kind of like how you like the entertainment bundle with Nintendo, like where like, oh, you get these games to play. Like, here's a Pokemon game that has all these old ports to play. Like, you get like Puzzle League.
Like a virtual console, but for Pokemon.
They'll give you like all like the older N64 and some of the older titles
to
play.
That's thinking that would be, I like
there's
that.
Some pinball, maybe like the driving the pinball games as like they'll just shove all the games into like a title on a new port and like maybe some that would be like Battle Stadium, like Pokemon Stadium on a Switch would be actually really nice with the Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
But there wouldn't be a reason behind it though.
That's... No, there isn't though. That's the thing. I'm just I'm just speculating on the fact that we're getting a new Snap. They might target that. But we don't
I feel like they would have done it with Snap if they would have done it. Like they would have been like, hey, you can play new Pokemon Snap in like a year, but you can play regular Pokemon Snap now.
Yeah.
Or like in a month. And I could see that. But I don't know. What about you, Jashiro?
So I started thinking about when I saw that too, what could it be? I mean, Generation 9, not gonna happen, guys. It's
No. Gen 9's not happening.
That's not happening.
We just got Pokemon Snap 2 announced, or new Pokemon Snap, where they're just like up to Gen 8 Pokemon.
They still have to milk Generation 8 Pokemon. They haven't done that enough.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it's like every 3 years. Like 3 years is a gen. Like just
so, but what could it be? Snap's out of the way, so that would have been the option number two immediately in people's minds. Like, oh, Pokemon Snap, but they just revealed that. What could be bigger than Pokemon Snap returning that would merit its own day? I'm in the same spot. That's where I'm kind of stuck. What could they possibly wait? Why couldn't they just announce it with Pokemon Snap? Pokemon Snap is like a big, huge deal. It's like Half-Life 3 for Pokemon fans.
Yeah. That's very true.
So it's like, what could be bigger or what could be so necessary to have its own day separate from the Pokemon Snap announcement? That's where I'm just, I have no idea.
So from the Pokemon Snap announcement getting its own thing, my immediate thought when that happened was, oh, cool, it's something mainline.
Mm.
Well, maybe not, oh, cool. I've never felt such anxiety with a Pokemon announcement being announced that I did this
the announcement of the announcement.
Well,
of
because my, so like my big thing from like day one with Swish has been, I hope they finish the Pokedex, and like the DLC is in a really good place. And we'll talk more about like how I feel about that later and how you guys feel about it. But I want them to finish the Pokedex. And if they keep on the path, like by the time we're done with Crown Tundra, we're going to have, I think something like 600 and, just about 650 Pokemon, something around there, out of 898. And I would love DLC too. I don't think they're going to announce it.
I have a one to throw out there now that I think about it. Pokken.
That is something I don't think that's a good idea. There's a lot of bad ideas they could have.
I would love to see something kind of, but I don't think Pokken was the greatest launch, and I think they were expecting a lot more than what happened.
I think Pokken honestly failed because of the Wii U. No other reason.
And that could have been it too.
Honestly, I feel that you were correct.
I think it could have done better had there been launched
a solid game.
If it would have launched after Swish, I think Pokken would have been better. But that's neither here nor there. So I went through the data. I scrubbed the data. I'm like, so maybe something main series, right? And so I'm like, okay, what are our options? Gen 4 remake, Swish 2, and Let's Go 2. I'm like, those are your main series options right now. And I go, Let's Go 2 is a horrible decision.
And they weren't really happy with their sales.
Yeah, I mean, you could say it sold 12 million. That's fine. Let's Go sold 12 million. But since January 2020, it sold less than 2 million.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of January 2019. So just keep that in mind. It sold less than 2 million units. Because it also had the first Pokemon game on Switch behind it. And it was also Kanto pandering.
It should have been bigger.
So if you think about that versus the numbers that Switch brought, not to mention like the attach rate for the DLC has been like crazy already.
Mm-hmm.
I think it makes more economical sense for them just to spend time on more DLC than it does. Than it does
100%.
Than it does to come out with Switch 2. Because people are saying like, all right, Let's Go 2 is happening because look at all the Gen 2 Pokemon he had in the back wall of the presentation. And there was an interesting thing I saw on Reddit of a guy who's like, Pokemon Let's Go Coliseum. And I'm like, that would be cool. I would probably actually play that. Probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Okay. Not even Let's Go Coliseum. If we can get a new Colosseum or XD game, I would be all over that.
Let's Go Colosseum sounds like a cool idea too, just because, one, I think you'd really integrate the Let's Go mechanics into that very well. Two, you get Shadow Pokemon, which are in Pokemon Go, and you actually get like the cool origins for Shadow Pokemon. But like the guy came up with like a bunch of reasons, which are the same reasons for just like Let's Go 2. And I was, because like there's like an Umbreon and an Espeon plush next to an Eevee in front of Let's Go Eevee in the background. I'm like, yeah, but there's also like a Detective Pikachu amiibo over there, and then like two Sandshrew statues. And he likes to have the most current plushes sitting on his desk, and the most current plushes that they came out with were the Galar ones, which were on top, and then they also had the Sitting Cuties Gen 2, and which are the new ones in Japan as well. So I just thought, like, maybe that's it. I don't know. So, like, you have that. But the thing that I found this week that it was very interesting is that Game Freak, or TPCI, not Game Freak, is doing a thing with Tencent, or Tencent? I forget how to pronounce it.
Tencent.
Timmy Studios in the U.S., in China, where this is a company that does, like, a bunch of mobile games, like Raid Shadow Legends. I think they're known for, like, COD Mobile. Call of Duty Mobile.
Okay.
Not even just like mobile game. They're known for a lot of apps too, if I remember.
Yeah.
Right. Just like they do a lot of stuff on mobile.
And this started in like January, like of this year, January 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised if they like, I think Pokemon is constantly looking for, and this is a horrible thing to say, they keep looking for the next Pokemon Go.
Right.
They feel like that's what they're trying to do. Cause last year they tried to hype us up with Masters. That's what they closed with on their presentation.
Right.
And that was Masters.
It would make sense. They're trying to do a lot of like things that are free to play or free to start.
But free to start.
Money in. Like Pokemon Go is that same way too.
I think Pokemon Go is the ultimate way where you can really play Pokemon Go without paying. I think those are the healthiest mobile games where you can have a contingency of players that are viable to play for free. And then you've got people like, honestly, I'm going to say us,
because
I do it too, where people will dump money into it. Because I've dumped money into it.
I've done a bit for poker. I've done a bit for Masters and
I know. I definitely
did more into Masters.
I think Masters is harder to play for free than Go.
Well, in a way, but like once you get like the one thing with Masters, at least to start off with, is that unlike a lot of other mobile games, there's no energy. There's no AP.
You can just sit there
for like a week on end and just play.
Yeah,
though they are planning on implementing it soon.
Yeah,
if I remember right.
They are planning on implementing it soon. That's what I heard. Yeah.
So it's like, it's not like other ones where you can literally just farm to continually farm.
Yeah, because I know you still
and
play.
And
they do
give you like the legend events are actually like fairly viable. Yeah. Like I know.
Well, the thing about mobile right now, it's kind of like the new horizon, the new land discovered where we can go colonize and just earn a lot of money for little effort. And you've seen games. I saw the numbers for. Mobile for last year, Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes did $1 billion.
No. Mobile games make a ton of money. Mobile games make stupid money.
And the one, what's it called? The Marvel Strike Force, that one did even more than Star Wars. So it's a market that both Nintendo, Pokemon, everyone is trying to jump in and trying to figure out. Pokemon hit it out of the park with Go, but normally it doesn't start out that good.
Yeah.
So I can definitely see why they're trying.
I think they just haven't hit a good concept.
Right. Yeah.
Like they've got a good brand, but they don't have a good enough concept to go with the brand. Like Marvel and Star Wars, those are brands that you don't even need a good concept for. Like they're good enough where
Both of those brands are also not video games themselves. Which I think that's the biggest difference, because if you put a mobile game for Pokemon on a phone versus a mobile game for like Marvel or Star Wars, there's no gameplay to compare like how much Iron Man can punch somebody in the face, right? But if I'm playing Masters, I go, you know what? I miss having four attacks.
Yeah.
And I miss this mechanic. And it's something like that to compare it to. And so I think that's where the problem is. I think that's where Pokemon Go did great, because it switched the dynamics of the game instead of being like, hey, let's battle, let's just catch. And I thought that's a really good way to handle
it. That aspect too, but the thing is, a lot of the Pokemon ones, they've started out not the greatest, and they've had to do a lot of work just to get them somewhere tolerable. Like, Pokemon Go is successful enough that they put the time and effort in to make it work.
Right.
And now we're here. Yep. After they're trying to put the time and effort in, and it's still like they're still changing fundamental things of it. Like, yeah, that's the only thing I'm worried about that game, and that it's just gonna like
they're gonna change it too much and it's gonna be bad.
Well, it's gonna like you're gonna lose your customer base, like Pokemon Duel, mm-hmm. that got shut down.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. they tried to make it work, but guess what? It wasn't good enough.
Uh-uh. Yeah, but I'm gonna pivot here just so that we move on. My thought process is you're either gonna get like maybe it's a really stupid DLC 2 announcement, which probably isn't gonna happen next week. I think if we get a DLC 2 announcement, it's gonna be the same day as Crown Tundra's release, if it happens. That's what I'll say. Yeah, so I mean those are really your options. I think you either get like Pokemon MOBA / whatever Tencent is working on. You get a Let's Go Pikachu 2. You get a Gen 4 remake, which I think is stupid unlikely, or you get like Switch 2 or something, which I think is stupid unlikely too. I think Let's Go could happen. I think Let's Go could happen because I could see them definitely not like noticing their mistakes.
Because there is the possibility of the ORS port because there's
I guess that like honorable mention
because I've never
seen that triggered so fast.
No. So he's right because like so when Pokemon Home came out,
we haven't mentioned. We should at least say we talked about it
this week because so in Pokemon Home, this is for background. When they data mined Pokemon Home, they found they found names for the video games that can import into Pokemon Home and have Pokedex entries for it. And so they found Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, X and Y, and they all have their like little names for them.
Okay.
For their qualifiers, but there was also an extra set of games that was in Pokemon Home's code that were so Ruby and Sapphire are just or Omega Oraz is labeled Omega, and then Alpha Sapphire is labeled Alpha as like the games that can import. And there's so we also have Sword and Shield, and then we also have an Omega NX and an Alpha NX. And when you dig into that code, it's just a copy of Oraz, and the NX is typically a qualifier for Switch stuff.
Because that's the NX with what they refer to as a Switch as in house. Yeah.
So and they still use it. They still use the code name for stuff as well. Yeah. Currently.
So that could be just something that was left over, or that was something they were going to do, and then they went to something else. We don't know. We never really.
We don't know. It could happen. It's a weird thing to see happen. I just like it's very weird.
And I think I do believe it popped up again with because it was there before. It was before like when Home first came out too.
Yeah.
It was there.
No. That's the only time it ever happened was when Home came out. That's the only time it popped up.
Okay.
This wasn't hiding in the DLC or anything.
Okay, no, I think it just resurfaced again because of the whole stream. Okay.
Yeah.
I know it came back around for a reason. I'm like, I think that makes sense with the stream and they're going back to that.
Speaking of Pokemon Home, got an upgrade in preparation for Isle of Armor.
No, not really.
No, I think it's broken, isn't it? It doesn't actually work.
The one main thing that they tried to fix was effective.
I don't think it worked. Yeah, it's not working.
Because there's other things that
So they were supposed to make it. They were supposed to take away the ability to make it impossible to fulfill requests on the GTS go away. However, it didn't because there's still some other impossible requests that are up there.
I think someone said like a level 10 Dragapult. Like
you can still put stupid like that
classified as legends.
Yeah,
for some reason,
and so you can still request like a level 1 Naganadel or something, which is stupid. Yeah.
But they just made it compatible with Isle of Armor.
Yeah, they tried. At least they tried. I hope they fix it, and there's another update where they fix it, but we'll see. Okay, so let's just move on and blow through the rest of this quickly.
One of the real they just announced too, I think the other day. It's not Pokemon, but it's Smash. There's on Monday the 22nd, there's a video of Sakurai playing the new character, and most likely it's an explanation video, so most likely we'll get the character on Monday from ARMS.
Wonderful.
So, yeah. That's it.
So go ahead and go through this video game news here, Shamu. Yeah.
So Island of Armor Pokemon will not be available to use until the next season in July. And then also the Swords of Justice will also be legal then. You can only get them through transfer. But they now have an NPC in the Battle Tower, I believe.
They do.
New update. And
they
that
do.
Can that you can remove all of Pokemon's moves to give them the Galar mark so they will be able to use online. So if you have that Volcarona from Gen 5, you can transfer to Sword and Shield, go to this NPC, he'll wipe the moves, and it will get a Galar mark, and you can use it in online.
That is awesome.
When next season for at
least. It's very nice.
Yeah, it is nice. So like all those Pokemon, like Shiny Silvally, you can use it online. All those, like that Pokemon you had from back in the day, you can use them online.
Amazing.
Also, it allows Ribbon Quest. It allows the Ribbon Quest to continue for those, because you need to, there are ribbons via online battles, if I am understanding.
I don't know. I cannot verify. But
I've heard
people
talk about it. I can't confirm, but if that's a thing, you can now do that because you can wipe their moves, which gives them the Galar mark, which can now be used to get online battles and get the mark, the ribbons if they're there. I don't know for sure, but
yeah,
you can get ribbons for them, so you can continue that quest. It's really nice too for like future games too.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. We can talk more about that during the topic though.
Yeah.
So we are going to go ahead, go to Pokemon Go. So tell us more, Jishiro. Tell us more. This is actually really exciting.
Yep. Tickets for Pokemon Go Fest are now live for purchase and they're cost of $14.99. Now the event will run from July 25th to July 26th. Pretty much of when PuckleCon would have been. Day one will run from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. with 5 rotating habitats that shift every hour with 75 total Pokemon, Fire, Water, Grass, Battle, Friendship. And we have the Global Challenge Arena during that time where players can join in together and beat challenges. Day two will have a set of special researchers to complete. And in the lead up to GoFest, there will be 3 weeks of timed researched.
Yeah. This is really cool. Like, GoFest is great because everybody can participate this year. So, like, you can just go on, and if you're available to, like, hang out the 25th to 26th.
And you have the money.
And you have $15. You can do it. I mean, that's how much GoFest usually costs. And on top of that, remember that Niantic said they're going to donate $5 million to Black Lives Matters.
Which is amazing.
From this revenue. So, like, you're essentially helping a good cause in the process. It's going to be really cool. Also, Victini was announced, essentially, to be in it, which will be really cool. Mm-hmm. I think the piece that P. McGee actually missed here as well is that during the announcements, when we were watching the presentation, Megas are coming to Pokemon Go in 2020 at some point, which I'd say is cool, but like the way they announced it really made a lot of people go, huh. They announced it like it was coming back to the game, but then it was like Pokemon Go at the end, and we were all really sad.
What do you mean by that?
I think the entire reaction was just confusion as to why Megas are everywhere but the game.
Right,
because they're in Masters, they're in Pokemon Mystery Dungeon DX. They're going to be in Pokemon Go, but you can't have them in Sword and Shield. Maybe they'll fix it one day. I'm not holding my breath though.
Once we get in the TCG, maybe.
So the last time Megas were in the TCG was I think the last set for GX tag team, because there was a Mega Sableye tag team with I think Tyranitar.
Yeah,
yeah. Finally. Zekrom's in raids until early July, which is cool. So go get Zekrom.
Yeah.
In Puckle news, there's a couple things. One, Draft League signups are going up until the end of the week, so you can go do that. Please go do that if you want to join into a Draft League. And also, keep an eye out for more news on the Summer League. Oh, Shamu will figure it out for me.
And we're working on it.
Yep.
We're waiting for Isle of Armor to come out, and now we found out.
Now it came out.
Yeah. Yeah, no timer changes, which is unfortunate. That'll be battle spot like 90%.
Yep. So with that, this has been probably the longest news segment I've ever recorded.
It's quite long.
And so we are going to go ahead and kick it on over to Puckle's Poke Quiz, where we're going to quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. And welcome to Puckle's Poke Quiz, the part of the show where we quiz your co-host on their insane Pokemon knowledge. Today, Jushiro and Shamu are going to be answering 5 Pokemon-themed trivia questions from our Discord, and our Discord only. No other place did these questions come from. They came from nowhere else. If you put them somewhere else, they're not here.
I put them, threw them in the incinerator, and they're gone.
Yes,
and
they're gone. They're gone forever. I'm just as a heads up, maybe don't submit your trivia question in the iTunes reviews. Don't. Just don't. I appreciate the iTunes review, I guess, but like, if you want your trivia question read, not the place to do it. But there are 5 trivia themed or Pokemon themed trivia questions that they answer as a team. They can get 1 point per question if they get it correct, except for that one time that the question's worth 2 or 3, depending on how badly they're doing. There's a hint that they can use as a lifeline for one of the questions. However, if they get all the questions correct without using the hint, they can cash in for an extra point for a possible maximum total of 7 points today. They are racing against their fellow co-hosts in a race to 30 points. Whoever gets there gets a $15 or $20 credit to PokemonCenter.com. I was about to outrage some people because they're like, I can't even get a plush with that. At PokemonCenter.com. And you, the listener, if your question is read on the show, get a chance at a $20 credit to AnimeGravy.com, your one-stop shop for all of your anime goodness needs.
I only do it for the privilege to lord over my co-hosts.
I think that's what 60% of you do. I'm going to be completely honest.
On a trivia show I've never won.
Everybody's pretty close. Let's get into it. Our first question this week is going to be from Backslash, and he wants to know, what is the only water-type Pokemon line that can learn Teeter Dance?
Water-type Pokemon that can learn Teeter Dance? That would be Ludicolo, I believe.
I don't have another answer. That sounds like what it is.
Is that your final answer? Are you going to lock it in?
Yeah, I'm going to lock it in.
Yeah, I just can't think of anything else.
That is correct.
Oof.
Ludicolo line can learn Teeter Dance. So you guys are one for one.
I did second guess myself with like Politoed at the very end. I'm like, no.
It's definitely Ludicolo. All right. Our next question is going to be from Enharmonia on the Discord server. What is the only type to not have a damaging move that can also lower an opponent's stat? I will give you an example of this. Something like Psychic can lower special defense. 10%. So stuff
and there's
like that.
A whole type dedicated to just this.
No, there's a type that doesn't have a move like Psychic.
Yeah, it can't do damage and lower a stat, or have a possibility of lowering a stat.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. Dragon.
Dragon has Breaking Swipe.
Okay.
Lower the attack. Rock has Speed. Dark has Special Attack. Poison has Acid, which is Defense, I believe. And Acid Spray. Normal has something I thought. Maybe not.
I'll
pass that for now. Flying and normal, I don't know for sure.
Okay.
Water has Muddy Water, can lower accuracy.
Right.
Grass.
Ice has Icy Wind.
Icy Wind lower speed. Psychic, we know already.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost can lower special defense.
Right.
Fairy can lower special attack.
Mm-hmm.
So far. Electric has Electroweb that lowers speed. Bug has Struggle a Bug.
Yep.
So for normal and flying, I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Normal flying, I can't feel. I mean, they have attacks that lower themselves stats, like Brave Bird, but I don't recall that they having an attack. Hurricane doesn't do anything else but damage, right?
It confuses.
Doesn't lower any stats.
Lower a stat.
Right.
Sky Attack can do that. Aeroblast is a crit. No. Fire has...
It burns, but I don't know if it lowers an attack.
Oh, this is actually a rough one.
Yeah.
I'm going to need an answer.
I'm just kind of going to say, I'm thinking flying. I think it's wrong, but I don't...
Yeah, I'm not too sure. It's just flying, but it's the only thing that I can't really ping a move that lowers since with flying.
Yeah, because I feel normal has something, but like I'm going to say flying. Probably wrong.
The answer is flying. So you guys are correct. It is flying. Fire Lash, actually. Fire Lash?
Oh, yeah, defense. Yep.
I'm not sure about normal, but I'm pretty sure there's something.
I think there is. I just can't think of what it would.
I guarantee you it exists. Probably some normal type move that if you hit somebody, it lowers something.
Kind of want to look it up now.
Our next one is going to be a Pokedex entry, as always. And this one is going to be from Toad. And he says, its Pokemon Crystal Dex entry reads, rather than making a nest in one specific spot, it wanders in search of food after darkness falls. Who's that Pokemon?
Okay, so it's Gen 1, Gen 2. It's Pokemon that comes out at night. So I'm thinking it might be Noctowl. Because I don't think Hoot can hunt. What was the Dex entry again?
Yeah, could you repeat it?
Rather than making a nest in one specific spot, it wanders in search of food after darkness falls. No nest, wanders for food after dark.
So it's a nighttime Pokemon that wanders for food.
Wonders is not flying either.
Sneasel wouldn't make sense. I think Sneasel would be more something to talk about hunting and packs or like being vicious or something.
Right, exactly.
Much more of a nature thing, not like what it does.
Yeah, it's such a generic Pokedex entry.
It is a very generic one.
Wow, what generic Pokemon do we have here?
We have his knight, and then it hunts for food.
It hunts for food, so literally half the Pokedex.
I
Wanders around night in search of food. Could be a ghost type.
Remember, it's only gens 1 and 2. This Pokemon is a obvious. It only comes out at night, obviously. In gens 1 and 2. Or gen 2, I should say. Because there's only a nighttime thing.
Oddish. I think it's Oddish. I don't know why suddenly I think it's Oddish, because I remember something about it wandering around at night, but I could be wrong.
Honestly, I don't even care. Because it lies
on the ground. It lies on the ground during the day, and then at night it pops up to wander to hunt for prey. I have that. I'm willing to say
Oddish.
Oddish is unfortunately incorrect.
Oh, what could it be?
The answer is Ariados.
God! I hate that I thought of Ariados.
I would have taken Spinarak as well.
I hate that I thought of Ariados with Noctowl, and I just thought, no, Ariados would be...
You were so close with Noctowl. You were so close. God! I was like, just Ariados.
I literally thought Ariados, and... Salt. Let me get some salt.
Our next question is going to be from Golmane Banky. This has three answers, so you can get 1 point for each question, or for each answer. What three Pokemon lines have a x4 weakness to poison type attacks?
What, four lines? Okay.
Three lines.
Shinarak is one.
That's correct.
Shinarak and Whimsicott?
Whimsicott is another.
That's two.
So it has to be... So what's weak to poison? Grass? Is it only grass and fairy that's weak to poison?
Apparently, yeah. Offensively, they before the whole fairy thing, they weren't that big.
What's also the grass and fairy type? Shoot.
I'm surprised you don't know this one.
I'm upset that I don't know this one either.
You haven't seen it in a while, but it went, like, we saw it. We used to use it back, like, at the end of 2019.
Oh, okay. It's a...
Before Swish.
Wait, no what?
I'm like losing my mind because I don't know what this is. This is bugging me.
You're gonna hate yourself if you give me the answer. If you make me give you the answer.
I don't want you to. Because I'm gonna hate myself too. I know I will.
You are gonna hate yourself.
Oh, Tamabulu.
There we go. That is correct. There we go. All right, that is 3 points. You guys are at you guys are 5-4 right now. Your last question, as always, is a base stat question. And this kid's going to come from Poliwhirl. We're going to pick that one. What middle evolution... Let's get rid of that one. Egotistical Elect Kid. What fairy-type Pokemon has the highest base HP stat?
Fairy-type HP stat. Okay, I'm pretty sure that's Wigglytuff. Mm-hmm. But we can't cash in our hint for an extra point anyways, because we got a question wrong.
Yeah, so you can use it. You can use it.
What is it? Or give us a hint.
It's a normal fairy-type.
It's a Wigglytuff.
Wigglytuff is correct. It is correct. It's crazy high. It's stupid high. But yes, that gives you guys 6 points today. So crushed it there. Let me go ahead and add those points in. That changes up the leaderboard quite drastically because everybody's running pretty close together except for Basket. But we're going to go ahead. We're going to sort columns Z to A. In first place, we have a two-way tie between P. McGee and Whimsicott with 16 points. In third place, standing all by himself is Yushiro with 12 points. In fourth place, we have a three-way tie between R Sigma, Dr. Shamu, and Sublime. In seventh place, we have a two-way tie between Seth Bilo and Scrawn. And in ninth, we have Linian with 5. And bringing up the rear is Basket, who has yet to get on the board. That is it for this week's Puckle's Poke Quiz. We are going to...
Before we leave green entry Oddish. Yes. During the day, it keeps his face buried in the ground. At night, it wanders around sowing its seeds. I just needed to defend myself.
Okay. Okay.
Wow,
I believe you.
Triggered over Oddish. I didn't think that would happen. I didn't think anyone other than Claude might get triggered over an Oddish. I didn't think that would happen.
It's fine.
Calm down.
It's fine.
On topic.
So that is it. We are going to take a short break and we'll be right back at you with the topic.
This week we have another iTunes review from Matthew Smith. 5 stars. This is the greatest podcast of all time. I started listening at episode 31 and this is the best podcast I've ever listened to. Well, thank you, Matthew Smith, and I appreciate it. We are going to kick it on over to the topic now.
And welcome to the topic. Our topic today is Isle of Armor DLC, because we already talked about the presentation. At least we got that out of our systems. Okay. Isle of Armor DLC, it came out this week. It's obviously like the big hot topic. I'm very, very happy with this. Like, I'm just going to say that right out of the gate. People will remember, like, back in November, I gave that review of Swish, and I'm just like, meh. I still feel kind of meh. But Isle of Armor, 100% yes.
That's awesome.
Well, maybe not 100%. I'll say 98%, because there's, like, a little bit. There's, like, I have one minor complaint, and the whole thing could have been avoided with the same product.
Yeah, I know what issue you have.
Let me get the complaint out of the way so that we can talk about how awesome it is and kind of just gush. My minor complaint is they advertised that Apricorn Balls are coming back.
Uh-oh.
They advertised. Like, this is part of the thing. Like, if you go on the on like the Pokemon.com website to get like the press release for Sword and Shield, it's got like a little box that says Apricorn Balls coming back in Isle of Armor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's technically not a lie.
Technically
not a lie. Apricorns, you can collect apricorns in the Isle of Armor.
They gave us Kurt balls back, but they also gave us extra balls back.
They did. To be fair, we do get Sport Ball and Safari Ball now, which is kind of cool.
Whoa, nice.
Oh, no. Okay.
I love the Safari Ball.
Yeah, I'm going to break your heart here real soon here. Uh-oh. Sure.
Okay.
You can get apricorn balls, but the way you get apricorn balls is you collect apricorns.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds reasonable, right? However, there isn't a character to give these apricorns to turn them into Pokeballs. We saw the advertisement a couple weeks ago for the Cram-O-Matic, which was a thing that you can put four items into and it spits out a new item. You go, oh, okay, well, four apricorns to get one ball. That can't be that bad, right? At least I can get like a ball and everything. Turns out, if you put apricorns in, it's just kind of random what Pokeball you get. I have yet to get a Kurt Ball, and I've put about 150 apricorns in. I haven't gotten a Kurt Ball or a Special Ball. I've gotten Pokeballs. I've gotten Ultra Balls.
I think Pokeball is the worst insult. It's like putting Poke thing in, and you just get a Pokeball. And I'm just like, it's like the Ball Guy thing. Like, oh, what am I going to get? Oh, you're doing like the... shit.
They gotcha. They're gotcha in the Pokeballs. It makes no sense.
It's absolutely stupid. What's really cool about the Cram-O-Matic as well is everything else has recipes. You can get evolution items hands down without rolling dice.
Some of them are kind of like, one of them calls for an eject pack, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to put an eject pack in for an item. Sorry. Though I think Rocky Helmet was like Everstone or Hearthstone, which was great.
It's four Everstones, I think, give you a Rocky Helmet.
It's actually really good. And they have a...
Yeah, which is nice.
Yeah. There's like Ability Capsule, it's a chain of...
There's good stuff.
If you have a bunch of Stardust, you can make a... Ability capsule, because Stardust, with all the money items, combining four of the lower one goes into the next tier up. So, like, Stardust, four Stardust is a star piece, four star piece is a Comet Shard, four Comet Shard is a rare candy, four rare candy is an ability capsule. It's a whole chain.
Oh, wow.
And then, like, four bottle caps, gold bottle cap.
They did stuff like that, and, like, four rare bones. What did that? They did something. I can't remember what it did. I did that, I don't remember what it was. Oh, it was a wishing piece. That's what it was.
The thing we just have to remember is that the Cram-O-Matic's amazing outside of Kurt Balls.
Yeah, it's a very easy way to...
It's absolute garbage.
Some other stuff.
It's just... That's my 2% complaint about Isle of Armor, is that they just absolutely ruined Kurt Balls, and I'm very mad. I might as well just go play the Elite Four. I think I'd have the same chance of being a Kurt Ball.
It's kind of rough. Do we know... Do they give us mints? Do we know?
What do you
mean?
Cram-O-Matic
give us mints?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if the Cram-O-Matic gives you mints or not.
I really wish I had just like a lot of things, which I don't anymore.
I'm gonna insert right here before like YouTube comments or like an email comes in. We are recording on Friday. If something cool happens over the weekend and we get things like solidified,
or they release something that was locked behind a code,
they fix something with a patch or something. But other than that, Shamu and I both played it. I know you haven't played it yet, Yashiro. We're just going to play
mine.
Please. And I like doing this.
Oh, this is going to be one of my favorite things I've ever... I am so happy with this DLC.
This DLC did a lot of really cool things. The story isn't, like, great, but it was exactly what I expected. You have, like, three little island trials that you get to go do. I don't want to spoil anything. There's, like, three little trials you have to do. All of them are kind of cute. They're little, like... It reminded me a lot of the island trials from Sun and Moon. I mean, it was kind of like that. They don't really call them island trials. I think they just call them trials or something. But that's essentially what they were. And it's very cool. It's very nice. Because that's exactly the kind of stuff we were missing in Sword and Shield, in my opinion. I was very happy to have that back. That was very cool. The Kung Fu thing was pretty straightforward. It is surprisingly late, too, by the way.
Yeah. Essentially, you do the thing to unlock the Kung Fu.
To unlock Kung Fu, yeah. It has the coolest Dynamax battle stadium.
Oh, nice.
maybe it's just because I'm so used to just like being stuck in like these areas that are very what's the word? Very like peopleized. Like you can tell like somebody built this, and this you're like in a canyon. And
oh,
it's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just really cool to be outside and doing.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's a very cool arena.
And if I would have giant monsters that, or monsters that can become giant, battling at the Grand Canyon would be top of my list right there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm a fan of it. I think Urshifu is also just like fun.
I was just going to ask, Khafu and its or transformation, what do you think about them?
So I haven't used them in competitive. I hear they're doing very well in competitive, and they're being allowed in VGC next month. In July, because they're just legendaries. They're not considered mythicals or anything. And they're letting a lot of other legendaries in, like Terrakion and stuff like that, are coming back as well. They were tailor-made for VGC. Because I think their Gigantamaxes can break through Protect.
Dynamax and Gigantamax can break through Protect, yes. That's why you have to have Max Guard.
I think they can break through Max Guard
with
Gigantamax.
Oh, Urshifu can.
Urshifu, that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Urshifu can do it to anything, yes. Urshifu's moves go through Protect and like all those protecting moves.
I heard they were tearing up, both forms were tearing up OU right now as well.
I think they're both viable in their own aspect. I think water is just better overall because fairy just...
I heard dark was being used more than water currently. That's just from Seth, though.
I can see it just for hitting hard with dark, but it's just the fairy thing. Like, that's my only... Well, then again, fairy might not be that prevalent right now. I don't know.
I think it's mostly that there's so many things that resist water right now because of the fish.
Oh, yeah, that's true too. We just had... Everyone's been paranoid about fish, and then now it's just like, oh, here's this other thing. That's like, oh, we already have answers to this type of thing. Okay, this isn't that bad. So that's probably what it is.
I think that's probably why. It feels good to use. He's got a cool move pool, like a really deep and like colorful move pool. So that's really nice. He feels good to use. That's how I would put it. You know how like when you feel like when you use your starter, like you've been training up your other Pokemon on the back and then you get to use your starter and it just feels good.
I know the feeling.
That's how Urshifu feels.
Okay.
That's how I describe it. It just feels good to use Urshifu. But I went with the water one. Did you go with the water one,
Shamu? I thought it was better overall. That's what I did. Yeah. I was like, I think this.
I like it better for like raid battles. I think that's about what I've used it for so far is just raid
battles. I haven't
used
mine yet too. I need to fix mine and like do EVs and nature and all that stuff.
EV, mint it and everything. Yeah. It was good though. I was pretty happy with it. Thing that I think I was happiest with. So one, they had, we get like a whole new area. I think they say it's technically half the size of the wild area. It doesn't feel that way,
but it is not like a full wild.
It probably is.
It's not like the wild area where it's flat and just kind of like, it's not just a big expanse. Like each area is its own thing and it's like packed. They crammed a lot of stuff. Like the wetland. You've got
heavy on details.
You've got logs. You've got trees. You've got.
They
crammed it with a bunch of just like aesthetic.
They have caves that are not called Galar Mine number 1 and then Galar Mine number 2. They have caves like Brawler's Cave and Warm Up Tunnel. Like both those names are all instantly better than being named after the region they're in.
Loop Lagoon is a good name.
Loop Lagoon.
That's awesome.
Yep. And then everyone loves Honeycomb Island.
Honeycomb Island. Yeah,
it's
they're good.
Honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
No, it's not.
Honeycomb Island.
I'm gonna smack you.
Honeycomb,
it's
yeah.
No, it's
called
calm,
Honeycomb.
Like the nature calm.
Oh, calm. Oh,
Honeycomb
calm.
Island.
Okay. Honeycomb. Yeah, you're right. It's called Honeycomb. Yes.
Don't make me.
So when they announced like Swish and they're just like, we made sure we went through all the Pokemon and chose Pokemon that were fitting for the region. I don't know if I believe that for Swish, but I believe that for Isle of Armor.
Oh, very much.
I believe that for Isle of Armor because Isle of Armor, I think they chose like the right Pokemon for the location. I think they also chose the right Pokemon to add to the 400
to spice
we had
up. Do you think it spices up the meta now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of meta staples returning. I think the biggest one that I can think of off the top of my head is Scissors back.
Volcarona.
Oh, and Volcarona.
Like,
and Volcarona.
For me,
and Volcarona's
I got
back.
My Bug Boys back. Like, you got Pinsir, Heracross, Volcarona, Scizor. Like, oh, that's so nice. But yeah, those are the Skarmory, which would have been good if Corviknight didn't kind of replace it kind of like as a substitute.
I think Skarmory's probably still better than Corviknight.
Okay, they have their own variations of what they do. Like Skarm, I think, does more phasing way better, but Corviknight just is it does more of a physical tank damage. Like it does more damage than Skarmory.
I would agree with that. I still think there's a role for both of them to play.
100%. It's just, I don't know if Skarmory is as good or not, to be honest. I can't say for sure.
I feel like Corviknight fell short of what Skarmory used to do, because Corviknight isn't Skarmory. Corviknight does Corviknight things.
It does, yeah. They do different things.
I mean, I welcome Skarmory back. I welcome it back. I mean, like, Kingdra's back. I mean, you got a lot of old staples.
Kingdra's good, too.
I did look at it, and it was very, like, it's very front-generation loaded.
It is. There are a lot of, like, things from the Safari Zone. Kangaskhan is back. Mm-hmm. Tauros is back. You've got Pinsir, yes. Scyther.
Okay. It's very front-loaded. I looked at the spread, because I actually sat down and counted, because, like, my curiosity was with how many Pokemon came back. And I think depending on how many you count, like, who you count, like, if you count Slowpoke is coming back, or if you count Slowking, or you don't count Slowking. I don't know why you wouldn't count Slowking, because you can't get Slowking. He's not in the Isle of Armor decks, but he's still in the game.
Also, getting Slowbro is great.
Yeah, Slowbro's cool. I think they all together came back with like 102, and I think 102 is if you add in Slowpoke. I think that's what they did. So like they just pushed it over, and they're just like, we'll give him 101 or 102 with Magearna.
I'll list a couple other mod that are like here, because you got the Slowbro line. Ooh, Chansey's back. Now.
That's awesome. I love Chansey.
Let's see what else. There's Talonflame, which is but it might be something fun.
Yeah, it's not as good as it used to be. Klefki, I feel like they're just like, hey, remember Gen 6 OU? Here you go.
Yeah, there's Klefki. We've got Alakazam.
Oh, yeah, Alakazam's nice. Back.
Tentacruel, which might be in some situations. We have Gigantamax, right. Venusaur, and Blastoise that come here. There's Scolipede. Scolipede
is back.
Amoongus is great.
Amoongus
We've
is
got
back.
Tangela, Tangrowth. Okay. We've got them back. Zoroark is a notable option now. Magnezone.
Well, Magnezone's not as good in OU anymore because he doesn't have HP.
No, but it's still a good mod. It's still got enough.
He does have Body Press, so that's something.
So it's not as great as, you have to have a certain set with Body Press to be as good. I'm happy with Miltank. That's one thing I'm happy with.
I'm happy with most of it. I don't want to go through the list, but...
I'm picking things.
You're going through the whole list, it sounds like.
Any additional legendaries that they're adding other than the trio birds?
Wait, in Crown Tundra?
No, in the Isle of Arms.
So the three birds come back in Crown Tundra. They don't come back in Isle of Arms.
Okay.
Oh, we also got Porygon.
We did get Porygon. That's true. So the three birds, that's Crown Tundra. Like, all the legendaries are in Crown Tundra. So Crown Tundra, like, I'm very excited about this Pokedex. I don't know that I can say the same for the Crown Tundra Pokedex.
Because I feel like a lot of that is going to be legendary, or they're going to have a route, and then they're like... Unless they're gonna, I really hope what they do is do at least like 75 normal mons at the very least, and then just like shove legends in.
I'm hoping that they're focusing more of their time on Crown Tundra, which from the trailer that they gave us before Isle of Armor came out, I would agree with that. That's possibly what's going on. They're spending more time on Crown Tundra.
I think they kind of have to too with the mechanics and such.
I think Crown Tundra could definitely see way more just because like there's new gameplay, a bunch of other stuff. I could see them in their 100+ returning. They don't include the legends. I could see that possibly being the case. I'm not going to say it is the case. Because right now, I think with the number of Pokemon that they've shown are coming back in Crown Tundra, I think we're at 68. Which, if they're going to do exactly like 100 or 101 again like they did with this, I would say, okay. Of those 68, two of them are the Aurorus line. And so I'm thinking to myself, uh-oh, Aurorus line's here. Probably gonna do like the rest of the fossils here because it's a whole expedition thing.
Right.
So I'm like, so there's 11 more fossils.
It's like a dinosaur island thing.
Yeah, it's 11 more fossils. So that's 79. So we get 21 more. Okay. I think notable missing Pokemon at this point, outside of the rest of the starters that aren't Gen 7, Gen 1, and Gen 8, I'd say outside of those right now are like Dragonite. Dragonite's still gonna be missing. I don't know. There's still some Pokemon. Like I'm only saying this to make myself feel better because I really hope for DLC Pack 2 because one, this was very
fun. I'm sure it will, yes.
And two, I want to just see the decks finished in Swish. I want the story of Swish to be, it changed Thatch's opinion in a complete 180 over the period of a year and a half.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Do you want Swish to be the Final Fantasy 14 tale?
So after this, like this week I've like definitely had, like I've been revisiting like a lot of the Dexit controversy to see what the interviews have said and stuff like that, just to kind of get a feeling for things. And somebody put up a very good timeline of events for what happened in Swish's development that have been hinted at through various interviews. And they found that like at the beginning, they were trying to make the ultimate Pokemon game.
Mm.
It sounds like at some point they were trying to put too much in because they were trying to match Breath of the Wild expectations with Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it's a monumental feat. Second of all, Breath of the Wild had like a 6-year development time.
Something like that, yeah.
You had what was it for Swish? It was a 3-year development time. So you have half the time to develop it. And they're trying to make this ultimate Pokemon game. And then they just ran out of time. probably why we got the models cut and stuff like that. Looking at that, I'm just like, okay, that's much more understandable. I've just been looking at it, and I'm like, but you can still have that Ultimate Pokemon game with the DLC.
Exactly.
We've been talking about like how wonderful Isle of Armor is, like setting wise and stuff like that. Shamu will agree with me on this. It also makes it like a wonderful hub for Sword and Shield, like your post game adventures.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Everything you need is pretty much on here.
Oh, nice.
You can upgrade the dojo, which will then let you get like PP ups and such. Not PP ups, sorry.
Vitamins, yeah. Proteins, irons. Super cheap. I think you can get them for like 5K a piece.
Oh, that's half a price.
You get them half off. You get them half off.
No, that is half.
No, it's half.
Yeah, that's half. Yeah.
No, it's half. You get 25 for 125,000. Yeah. Or 125,000. So the other thing, too, you got the tutor. You have a wardrobe there that you can just access. And a stylist when you upgrade
A PC that you don't really need, but it's there.
You have things that reset your stats, like with Armorite.
Yeah.
There's a lot of functions here. There are a couple things you probably would need to go elsewhere.
I think breeding is the only thing I'm upset is not there.
I'm okay with breeding not being here. I think it would just be a wasted area.
Yeah, you're probably not wrong.
Because then, okay, so if they had breeding here, then let's just say you wouldn't, like, well, the desert's actually, like, the worst part. But, like, we'll say Loop Lagoon is gone, and you get breeding.
Loop Lagoon's really cool, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you added breeding, you would just lose an area, because they would have to make an area somewhat suited for that type of mechanic.
I would say you could probably put it in the swamp, like a little thing in the swamp.
Possibly.
I would say
but
that.
But it's just the issue of, like, you'd have to add something else there, and then you'd have three breeders, and then you'd have to, like...
Three breeders would be a lot.
And then if you're saying, oh, it's a DLC, they need to have one, then Crown Tundra's going to have one, you're going to have four.
Ooh, okay, okay. You're making good points now. Okay, I concede. I concede.
But the one thing, in my personal opinion, is not great about the hub area is raids. The raids,
that's true.
Like, the raid spawns and the dens are not great, because a lot of them you can't even see easily, and they're...
Some of them are, like, in caves and stuff.
Yeah, it's just, it's not the greatest, too, because you will, like, trying to get somewhere, you might get lost by accident.
I find myself, like, I try not to scan the raids, I'll just try to go around the area, and then I'll find stuff. It's always, like, raids are, like, I wouldn't say they're my secondary goal, they're, like, my one and a half goal.
Yeah.
And my other goal is just to, like, look around and enjoy the scenery while I can, while it's still new and it feels good.
Yeah.
It's very cool. The one thing we didn't talk about, and this is probably, like, the coolest thing to end on. In general, is when you boot up Jishiro, you're going to see this giant Wailord just out in the ocean. It's not a set piece.
Oh, yeah.
You can go?
You can go battle it.
Oh,
but mine
amazing.
Hasn't respawned yet, and I hope it responds.
Nope, it doesn't. Nope, I don't think it does.
It might be like the special Pokemon. You know how you can get like Tangrowth and Scizor and stuff in that spot, in like certain spots?
Yeah.
Depending on the day and the weather. I heard it might be like that, but nobody knows yet.
No, it's an interactable.
No, I'm so sad. It needs to come back. I don't even want it to, like, battle it. I want it to come back just as, like,
yeah,
the showpiece.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure it's just, like, a one-time thing.
I hope it's not.
Which is really sad. I
battled it. I murdered mine, yeah.
You murdered it.
It's really cool because it's level 80. It's really
cool.
Oh,
wow, nice.
Yeah.
It's the highest level Pokemon you can actually fight in Sword and Shield.
It's really cool, though. Like, it just looks really cool because everybody keeps making jokes about how Wailord never looks its right size. And, like, this time it's, like, full-scale Wailord.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Oh, another thing, though, I guess with that, like with Pokemon being, like, the sizes, is that once you beat the initial thing, not the Kubfu arc, but the initial part, Pokemon will follow you in the Isle of Armor.
But only in the Isle of Armor.
Dracovish the Terror. My favorite thing. Wooloo rolls.
Oh,
I was so happy.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was so happy for that. Now I have to train a level 100 Wooloo so I can actually run around with it in the lead and not, like, fight automatically.
It wasn't as well oiled as, like, the Let's Go Pikachu follow mechanic, which
of
I thought
course.
Was...
Yeah, because you can lose track.
Yeah, you can lose track of them, and I wish you could just, like, select which one in your party instead of putting them at front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mostly so that you can have them follow, because I think the entrance animation when the Pokemon, like, comes out to battle a wild one is longer when they're following you than if you were just to throw
it
the Pokeball.
It might be, but it's so much cooler.
It is cooler. I agree with you.
It's kind of like point and they go out. It's like you don't throw anything. They just, like,
that's awesome.
Go! You're already in the lead.
I'd rate Sword and Shield, like, a 7 out of 10. I'd rate Isle of Armor, like, a 9.5 out of 10.
As soon as we finish this podcast, yeah. I'm turning on my Switch and playing Isle of Armor.
Yeah, you better. It's definitely worthwhile. I would recommend to anybody Isle of Armor. Like, if your question, like, if you were met about Swish, this, like, reinvigorated me entirely. I think it also just feels good that we get a lot of, like, old favorites back as well. If they would have done Chrono Tundra first, we wouldn't have gotten that.
Make sure you get all 150 Diglets.
Yeah, get all the Diglets.
You have to do that.
You don't have to, but...
Yeah, shh, 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 shh.
The last reward isn't that exciting.
It's totally exciting.
It's not, but
what do you mean?
That's okay.
If you haven't done it, you should do it. It's totally worth it.
I will.
On that note, we are going to take a short break, and we're going to hit you back up with the Pokemon of the episode. We'll catch you on the flip-flop.
Episode.
And welcome to the Pokemon of the Episode. Our Pokemon of the Episode this week is National Dex 812 Rillaboom, the drummer Pokemon.
From the Shield Pokedex entry, the one with the best drumming techniques becomes the boss of the troop. It has a gentle disposition and values harmony among its group.
All right. So Rillaboom is not a bad Pokemon. He just got Grassy Surge, which is kind of cool. It's better than Overgrow.
Yeah. Even I know that.
It honestly just got better with DLC 2 to Move 2 with Grassy Glide.
Grassy Glide, yeah, right? Because Grassy Glide was physical, right? Did they make it physical?
It is physical, yeah.
Boom.
It's physical, 70 base power.
Boom.
It's I don't know. You might not run it on it, but it's a very good move to have now that Grassy Surge Rillaboom is out. Like,
yeah.
It makes good use of it just because Rillaboom is the... it has the highest attack, actually, of all starters.
Yeah, it does. Base 125. Base 100 HP, too, so he's not bad. And base 85 speed, so he's faster than every Alolan starter. So it works out.
Wow.
Base 90 defense on top of that. So, like, he's taking a hit or two. Like, he's not going down to anything physical. Special, maybe, but not physical. So this week we have a team from a listener from Coil Builder. They sent it in with their email in hopes that it got here, and because we did not prep a team beforehand, we're going to use it. I believe this team is for VGC. I hope it's for VGC. If not, you should make a lot of changes. We're going to jump right into it. Our first Pokemon is Rillaboom itself, with Grassy Surge, holding a Life Orb with Knock Off, Wood Hammer, High Horsepower, and Protect. I don't know the strategy behind this team, other than this is probably going to set Grassy Terrain with Drift Blim, holding Grassy Seeds. What does Grassy Seeds do? Does that one boost your defense? Is that what it is?
Well, special defense or defense?
It's defense, it's then, because special defense is... defense is electric 50. Seed, and then special defense is a psychic seed.
And Misty Seed?
Misty Seed maybe? Is special defense, I think. And so this must be physical defense.
Rule of Elimination. Or Process
of
Elimination.
Yes. I know what two of them do for sure. But this is Drifblim with Tailwind, Strength Zap. I didn't know Drifblim got Strength Zap.
Yeah, Strength.
That's kind of cool.
It got spread out a bit this gen, I believe.
It's, yeah, that's cool.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, I'm into that. Shadow Ball and Ally Switch, so you can keep people guessing. I still think it's better on Dusclops, but that's just me.
I think the whole thing that you do the unburdened thing, so you go first, so you can.
Yeah. So you go speedy, and then you can do whatever you want, and. Yeah. I completely agree with that. I think that's the deal. I just don't know how effective that is. I mean, you can use Strength Zap, which will help hit other physical threats, but not everything's physical, even on this team we'll present later on. But I think they're also using a couple different strategies. It's two sets of two Pokemon that work very well together, and then I think these Pokemon are good, so I put them here.
It kind of comes across that
way. Take the next two, Shamu, and then we'll talk about that.
Next, we have a Dragapult with Clear Body and a Sash with Dragon Darts, a Light Screen, Reflect, and Surf.
I've never seen screens work very well on Dragapult in VGC.
It's an option.
It's an option. Don't. I'd much rather have it on a support mon than Dragapult.
Though, this is meant to work with, I assume, this Colossal with Steam Engine Weakness Policy.
Yes, it is.
And then
it is.
Iron Head, High Horsepower, Rock Slide, Flare Blitz. Like, I feel that was like another core.
Yeah, I think those two are supposed to work together in that way.
If I'm understanding, I think what happened is, or what's happening is that he's got, like, the Rillaboom Drifblim lead and then Dragapult Colossal lead.
Yeah, I just think that's too many
things. And
then
everything else is, and then the other two
support.
Options are just kind of like, you throw these on to, do stuff.
I mean, I can see the Dracovish being scary with the Drifblim with Tailwind.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like the Dragapult, I think would be better if it was running something like Phantom Force, so you can like burn Dynamax turns.
Jushiro, you want to take the last two real quick though?
Yeah, take the last two, Jushiro. Tell us more.
Speaking of Dracovich, we have that bad boy with Crunch, Vicious Rend, Ice Fan, Psychic Fans. Strong Jaw, it's the ability with the Choice Scarf on.
Oh, never mind. It's got the Choice Scarf. I don't know if you need Tailwind.
Well, I think that would speed other things. Like
you'd have to, like, scarfers. Yeah, what are you trying to outspeed? Like Dragapult?
Other Choice Scarfers?
I guess.
Maybe even Dragapult. Yeah. I don't know.
Choice Scarf hasn't actually been that common, I've noticed, in VGC this year.
Yeah.
That's just me, though. But yeah, take us home, Jushiro.
Lastly, we got Togekiss. With Super Luck as the ability, Scope Lens as the item attached, and then the set of Dazzling Gleam, Protect, Air Slash, and Flamethrower.
Yeah, that's standard Togekiss. I don't know if Scope Lens is necessary. I think you should run Weakness.
I don't know, because I'm like, I don't know why he's doing Scope. Like, he's doing Crit Togekiss.
Yeah. I don't know why we
Generally,
have Scope Lens.
I would think you would want Serene Grace, but maybe it's...
No, Super Luck is used more. Super Luck is used more right now. Because you don't try to go for flinches, you're just trying to go for crits.
Oh, just going damage?
You just try to go for crits, yes. You just go for crits. You don't go for...
So I guess he's doubling down on that with the Scope Lens.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people have been doing. They've just been, like, doubling down on crits.
Okay.
And so that's because, like, if you can go for Serene Grace, but so many things are setting their own statuses and stuff like that, that it's just not worth it right now in VGC. Like, that's standard Togekiss for VGC, outside of, like, a weakness policy set or something. So that's pretty standard. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I think the Dragapult probably should be different, but that's just me. If you don't want us to rip your teams apart and you want to send them in, please send descriptions and, like, team plans. That's a good pro tip.
Some notes on them, like,
yeah, notes.
Okay, this is here for that, here's here for that, like...
Yes.
Because otherwise we just have... We have to guess, and if...
Like, we have to guess, and if we don't see the specific reason, it's gonna sound like we're pooping on you, and that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
We're just trying to help make things better. But on that note, this is a good place to stop. You can send them in too, just like we said, give us a thing. If not, next week we'll have more Pokemon for you, probably Slowbro. If you have a Slowbro team, send in the Slowbro team. Maybe we'll use it. But yeah, we are going to go kick it on over to the mailbag.
It's mail time! Send in your emails! Mail!
And welcome to the mailbag. The mailbag is the segment of the show where you can send emails into the show at pucklepodcast@gmail.com. Typically, we have a prompt for you guys, and the question typically is something relevant or something that I want to make myself feel good about because you guys send in awesome stories where you tell cool personal stories. So this week, we had you tell us whether or not you were enjoying Isle of Armor, and we got some emails for us.
What?
Oh, wait, I'm not there yet. and as always, this segment is brought to you by Green Tauros, the energy drink that gives you hooves.
Hooves!
There
you
go.
You get to see. I'm trying to like change up the format so people know what this segment is before they hear the hoofs and they get scared. So if you have a good email, we'll give you what's known as the Green Tauros badge, which gives you a nice shiny green roll on our Discord server for having a good, well-written email. So let's jump right into these emails. Tell us how you feel about Isle of Armor. This first one is going to be from Coil Builder VGC, and it's all for you, Shamu.
Alright. Hey guys, Coil Builder here. I'm writing you guys only hours post DLC. Just gotta say, I am loving the DLC.
Oh, there we go. That's what it's supposed to mean. That's what it's supposed to be.
Might be like Wheel of Fortune. Like, what is that?
I'll take an S.
I think that the size of the area, the new Mon's vibe, and everything else as well. Was well worth the $15.
Absolutely.
I especially can't wait to see how the returning mons and new moves affect competitive play in July. Also, something we are looking ahead to, that secret new game info TCP or TPCI will release in a week. Honestly, if it's another Let's Go game, I will be very unhappy as a consumer. I think they could do anything from Diamond or Pearl Remake to another dumb Magikarp mobile game. Anything would be more welcome than another Let's Go. Anyways, the next couple of weeks for me will be heavy with breeding new toys for VGC and having tons of fun with all the fun stuff this DLC has to offer. Stay safe, Coil Builder.
So I will say, we didn't get to talk too much about it, but I will say that if it is Let's Go 2, I think I will be happy. And not because I'm going to buy Let's Go 2 and be like, yeah, this is the best game ever. It's mostly because I know if Let's Go 2 comes out, they're still going to be supporting Sword and Shield next year.
Yeah.
Because they're very aware that these aren't the games for their main audience. And they supported Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon very, very much so post Let's Go launch. So I would expect them to support Swish. I mean, it's a bad business decision on the part of TPCI. Because I would predict if they were to drop a Let's Go Pikachu EV2, that they would sell like between 8 to 10 million copies max. Like if we're talking like a year and a half after release, that's where they're going to be at.
Right.
But
I mean, if they follow the same recipe as they did for the first one.
Yeah. Well, like there's some issues that come with that as well. Like Let's Go was Let's Go because they're like, let's get rid of a lot of the improvements we've made to Pokemon.
Exactly.
Because we want to simplify it. Right. And you can't really get Gen 2, like if it was Let's Go Johto, let's say, you can't really get Let's Go Johto and kill like holding items or breeding, because like those are such integral parts of those games. Like after Kanto, the games are like the regions, they exist because they were introducing new features.
Right.
And I think when you like, I guess you could start like integrating them in slowly, but at what point are you just making a Pokemon game? Right. Like,
right.
Like Let's Go 3 comes out and it's just like abilities are here and it's just like, cool. So we just have the game. Mm-hmm. you don't want to put all the Pokemon in. So it's that's kind of where I am with that. I don't think there's a point. I don't think they're going to do it. I really think Let's Go was a one-time thing that they were really doing to please Papa Nintendo.
Mm.
That's kind of my thing. Like, I think that happened. If it would have sold better, it would have definitely become like a full-time thing. 100%. I do want the Pokemon company, though, just to kind of take a break this year. I just want them to take a break. Like, hey, we've had like new games like 4 or 5 years in a row. Yeah, let's like sit down. Let's sit down. Let's not worry about it. We don't
take
need to
a breather.
That. Yeah, just like take a breather. Here, have a bottle of water, you know? That's good. We'll move on. Next email. Next email. This next one is going to be from Enharmonia. And this is Thatch. Thatch gets to do it. Hello, Thatch and co-hosts. Enharmonia, writing in again. This Wednesday, I'd blissfully slept through the Direct and missed out on very interesting news about the dental health app, but managed to catch up soon enough to get to the DLC. I traveled to the Island of Armor and the Forest of Focus. What do I stumble upon but my precious child, a beautiful Scolipede? Of course I used a Master Ball on him, and then spent the next 3 hours combing through a forest for every Venipede I could find. I only used the finest luxury balls on them because my children only deserve the best. My fat little bugs gave me so much serotonin that I actually cried a little. I love Scolipede very much, and I'm glad I gave him yet another Pokemon game. I get him in another Pokemon game. The best part was watching them follow me and using them against that smug boy Avery, and I actually enjoyed Pokemon Camp for once. The things I didn't quite enjoy about the DLC are few but still noteworthy. I don't like that Cram-O-Matic machine doesn't really give you any useful balls.
Yeah.
I don't like the Diglett quest. I wish they just cut it down to 10 total. I like the Diglett quest. I think it's fun. I kind of hate Sharpedo and wish they didn't spawn every 5 seconds when you're in the ocean. Fun fact, it's not 5 seconds, it's 3. I found that out.
God.
And last but not least, Thatch, I'm sorry you can't have Totodile in the game. That's very true.
That's fine. We got Rulu rolling. It's worth it.
Okay, you shut your mouth. That was the one thing. Like, everybody's like, oh, I'm so excited to have my Pokemon following you. Well, this is the best thing ever. I wouldn't rather have this any other way. I'm like, it'd be nice if Totodile could follow me. And it's just like, and everybody's just like, oh.
Well, Thatch. You've got Heart Gold and Soul Silver.
Yeah. It's not the same. It's not the, that's what Jushin Ishii just said to me.
You want a Totodile following you. That's what you get.
I want him in HD following me, though. that's what I want.
Then you can play Mystery Dungeon DX, right? He's in that.
No, he's not. Mystery Dungeon DX only goes up to Gen 4, or Gen 3, plus Lucario.
Totodile is Gen 2.
Oh, yeah, no, never mind. Yeah, he's Gen 2. He is technically in that, yes. I blanked for a second, and I don't know why. But it's also not the same art style, though, either. Like, I want to see him in the same art style as everybody else. Why can't he join the party? All right, moving on. Okay, I need to get back to catching Venipedes and Harmonia blasting off at the speed of light. Thank you, man. All right, our next one is from Bam.
Bam writes, "Hey, Pokemon crew, Bam here with my thoughts on the DLC."
That's the perfect pronunciation, by the way. That's like spot on, because it's not like too loud, but it emphasizes the exclamation point.
Exactly. You have to say it right. I want to start by saying that I am extremely happy they put Kindra back in the game. I hope they add all the Pokemons in the game before the end of Gen 8, so that way everyone will be excited for their favorite Pokemon and Thatch can have its Tortoise back. Not in the email, but I wanted to point it out.
He does say it, though, in the email.
Oh, he does. Bring back Totodile, hashtag
bring back Totodile.
Then they could just reuse the models for Gen 9. I did not get, well, so again, everyone starts complaining in Gen 9 anyway. I did not get too far into the story.
Honestly, my bar for a Pokemon game is very low. Does it have all the Pokemon in it? Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Like, that's my bar. They just have to, like, step
people
over.
Think that the people... Yeah, just reuse them, and people will just complain about that.
I mean, to be fair, I'm gonna give them some things. Like, they did say they were like redoing the models from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that there was probably some issue with them moving them over to like the new
engine. Sure.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. And because like if you look at the models, a lot of them are just like what my explanation for a lot of them is, they did recreate them. Like, they had them on like one screen, like the old ones, and they were remaking them in their software on the new screen.
Right.
And they're putting the polygons in, which is why you see slight differences and why they're just like, well, we could just make it easier if we did it like this or something like that.
Right.
And so that's why the polygon counts are very similar and stuff like that. But they're not quite the same. They did redo a lot of the textures, though. I will say that.
They had to, HD.
Well, no, a lot of them are better, like way better. Well, if you look up close, you can still see pixels, let's be honest.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of them, like, they changed the colors and they changed the shading on some things. Like, I think most notable is Cottony in that case. I would say a lot of them do look better, though. Like, they changed a lot of the coloring and stuff like that, and it is much better.
Nice. Teeny One here says, "I did not get too far into the story, but I got Kindra and explored the whole island. I enjoyed the wild area more than the original wild area because in the base game, I was looking for new Gen 8 Pokemon, but this time, I just wanted to see which Pokemon were returning. I was like, Go in the anime?
Oh, Go in the anime. His name's Go.
Oh, that's his name with an H?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, no, his name is Go.
It's like Pokemon Go or like Let's Go, but
no, yeah.
An H.
It's really right. Bad. Oh, have you watched the anime yet, Yushiro?
Not yet.
Okay, there's an episode. So I've watched all 12 episodes at this point. There's an episode where Go figures out he wants to catch Pokemon. It's still like 6 episodes in, which is surprisingly late. And... He's like, I'm going to go catch Pokemon. And what was really weird was I was watching this with my wife and we were watching it. And so he throws a Pokeball at like a Caterpie or something. And when the Pokeball hits, you just hear a random lady's voice, like nobody in the scene, because the only people are Ash and Go. And it's a female voice. And it just says, "Nice." And we were just like, whoa, 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 whoa. Was that Ash saying that? Like we rewound and like watched the clip a couple times. We're like, no, that's not Ash. Because they were emulating the Pokemon Go when you get a nice throw.
Oh my god.
And I'm just like, I hate this. I hate this so much.
No.
That's the only time it happened, thankfully.
It's the same thing with Tracy, except they would have called Tracy Snappy or something like that.
I think Go overall is a good character in the anime, though.
He's actually like a decent character. Like they play off each other. Like, from what I haven't watched myself, but apparently, like, Ash is just good at battles and nothing else.
Yeah.
But Go is actually, like, decent at other things, just not battle. Like, they're polar opposites in that aspect, and they play well off each other.
It works really well because, I mean, you do need to have, like, the Pokemon Go style of catching to really show off all of the Pokemon that are possible.
Right.
I do have a couple, like, nitpicks again, like, because, you know, we just went through, like, this whole National Dex thing. Mm-hmm. With like Dexit and everything, but like their Pokedexes, they'll pull up and they'll like read about Pokemon, and it has like the national Dex number of the Pokemon like fat on the screen, and like they're just going around seeing all these Pokemon that you can't get in Sword and Shield. Oh. It's just like it's a very sobering moment. It's a very sobering show, and you're just like, I don't know how I feel about this, but it's better than it was. It's better than Alola, so I'll take it.
I was like, Go in the anime, as I went and caught every Pokemon I saw. I mentioned that Kindra is now in the game. The only thing that I dislike about the DLC is that Slowbro is the only new Galarian form. It gives me flashbacks of when Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon came out and they did not add any new Alolan forms. Also, they should have done something about the levels. I beat the main game, so my rival is using level 60 Pokemon, but they are all not fully evolved. Other than that, I really like the DLC so far, and would have paid $30 just to have some more Pokemon back, so having the new area to explore is a bonus.
I agree entirely.
So let's say, also wanted to add that a couple of hours after the Direct, I listened to the episode 399 of your podcast, and you talked about how Pokemon Snap 2 was never going to happen. Oh, classic. I also don't want people getting their hopes up too high for the Direct later this week, because Ishihara had a lot of Johto Pokemon behind him, including the Inespeon and Umbreon in front of the Let's Go games. So I think we will hear about Let's Go Espeon and Let's Go Umbreon. I hope it's not the case, but at least Kindra will be in that game. But enough about Kindra. I need to go finish the DLC so I can build a competitive team around Kindra. Thank you so much for all the wonderful content. Bam!
Bam!
What does that actually lead into the Colosseum part? Thinking, I didn't think about that. Espeon and Umbreon being in part, like, those were the main two Pokemon of Colosseum that you started.
Yeah, that's what the Reddit post was all about.
That makes I didn't catch that earlier. That actually makes some sense. Like, I could see them doing something with Colosseum.
The only thing is they've never done anything like that before.
No, they haven't.
Where they've, like, referenced,
but
like,
we are getting a brand new title. So it could be another installment in that series.
Or Pokemon MOBA.
Oh, God.
Depending on how they do that, that might not be terrible.
It might be okay. I might actually play a MOBA.
Yeah.
All right. On that note, thank you for that. If you want to send an email in next week, you can do so at pucklepodcast@gmail.com. Letting us know what you think of the DLC. I think we'll just reuse the question this week.
Get more people have time to play it.
Yeah, more people have time to play it, like Jushiro.
Yeah. Full feedback on Monday, I promise.
Yes. All right. But on that note, we really appreciate it, guys. Green tourist badge for any of these guys, you think?
I really like, Bam.
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 Oh, or Enharmonia made me laugh, but I have a feeling that Enharmonia might already have the badge.
That's a good question. I could find that out real quick, because she's probably on the server. She's probably on the server. She's always on the server.
She's online.
Is she online? I don't see it.
I don't know. I don't
actually see it. I don't actually see her for once.
Oh, well, there you go. Green Taurus for Enharmonia.
Yeah, sure.
No, she doesn't have it this year.
Yeah, and you get it. Yeah. Boom. Hashtag bring back Totodile. All right. So moving on then, if you want to send it in, like I said, PucklePodcast@gmail.com. If you want to keep up with us throughout the week, you can go to Discord. All right, check out our Discord. The link is in the show notes. Just hang out with us all the time. It's a good time. We are typically in voice chat all of the time. It's like a podcast, but you get to talk. Please talk. Sometimes people just come in to, like, listen.
Yeah,
and it's really
weird. Yeah.
It's really weird. All right. And so we're going to go ahead and we'll end it here. We'll say, so thank you to that. If you want to keep up with us on social media, you can go to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can go ahead and also... You can also keep up with us on Twitch at twitch.tv/thepucklepodcast, on YouTube at youtube.com/user/pucklepodcast, where we're dropping things like the Puckle Plays Fire Red. And you can also go ahead and jump into a number of other things over there. But if you'd like to participate and help support the community, you could, one, just sub to us on Twitch with your Twitch Prime membership for free. You could also go ahead and buy something at TeePublic. Or you can use code Puckle at checkout for Vite Ramen to get yourself some yummy ramen and get a 10% off coupon. And in addition to that, you can go ahead and what's the word? You can go ahead.
Patreon?
And, Patreon. That's the one. That's the big one. You can go to Patreon at patreon.com/PucklePodcast. So on that note, though, I think that's everything. We really appreciate you guys listening, and we hope to see you next week. We will catch you on the flip-flop. I have been Trainer Thatch.
I've been Shamu.
And some say, and we're just Shiro.
And here in the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's closing time.
It's closing time in Lavender Town. On a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.